Dear people, the other day I was involved in a meeting, a discussion, an encounter, conversation, that when I was finished, I walked away wondering what just happened. What was that all about? One of the great challenges of life, one of the easy things to do is not understand the meaning of events. Not interpreting what has happened and what it means. And when you look at the event of Pentecost, the graces of Pentecost and the graces of Easter, the first reading is about the graces of Pentecost, the gospel is about the graces of Easter. You see, one of the first things those graces do when one draws near to God, which is what Pentecost is about and what Easter is about, one of the graces is to understand the meaning of things. The meaning of the events. And so in the first reading in the Acts of the Apostles, yesterday, Peter and John, a man was healed who was lame for years, healed through John and Peter, and the people there thought they were supermen. And they interpret the meaning properly. And they said, this is what happened. This is what this means. This man put his faith in Jesus. And that faith gave Jesus access to him, and Jesus healed him, not us. Then in the gospel, we see Jesus coming to his friends who are still traumatized by Good Friday, still frightened. Because the most difficult thing to interpret is the cross. The crosses in our lives are where we can most easily misunderstand what was that about. And Jesus shows them his wounded hands and feet. That Good Friday was about not God leaving you. It wasn't a big disaster. It wasn't a mess that wasn't supposed to happen. Good Friday was about me pouring love out to people. That's what it means. Dear people, what he did to thee, his followers there in that room, for them to receive the love that they were supposed to be receiving on Good Friday, he does for us in all of the crosses in our lives, where we thought God left us, where we misunderstood those events, where we felt alone. Jesus comes to that place and presents himself and says, I was there pouring out love. And he wants us to receive it in faith. Let us do that. Let us beg God for the grace to receive his love in those places where we have not yet. And it causes us to think that God just might not provide for us somewhere. We beg God for that grace.